Podcast Network Asia.
Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life channel. This is your host Dennis. Our goal and our hope is to inspire you to live your full life in Christ through coaching, through content, and through community. We want you to become better leaders in the home, in your workplace, and in the greater community where you are in. We are excited because we're dishing out a lot of content for you to consume so that you may better grow in where God has placed you. I want you to live a purposeful life this year. So God bless you and enjoy this episode.
Parang mahina, are you ready for the next session? There we go, they're all fired up. All right.
So for our next speaker, he is a best-selling author of 4 books. Grabe. Namely, Rich for Life, Act Like a Man, Great Sex Book, and Giants for Breakfast. And he's also the senior pastor of Victory Makati.
But of course, he is not alone. Joining him is his beautiful wife, who is a licensed physiotherapist, certified childbirth educator, certified doula, and is the founder of Birthing Beginning.
Wow, and they both have a parenthood podcast where they journey with family towards joyful and confident parenting.
And you know, however they treasure their roles as parents above any other work, they have 4 kids and 1 foster child. They've been homeschoolers for the past 16 years and have been married for 17 years.
Yeah, wow. That is amazing. Hashtag goals.
Yes, hashtag goals. And that even makes it more exciting for us to obviously hear from the both of them. So let's welcome our next speakers,
Pastor Dennis and Miss Tammy C.
Good morning.
Morning, everyone. Unang-una, we want to congratulate everyone for registering and being part of this one. Palakpakan nyo naman ang isa't isa. Grabe. Ito ang investment. This is a really good investment for every one of us. When we were young, once, 5 years ago, talaga nag-i-invest kami sa mga ganitong mga relationships. We had mentors, people who help us. Kasi kami ni Tami, hindi kami masyado mahilig dati mga singles event. Lagi kami dumidikit sa mga married people, kaya kami kinasal agad. Life hack yun, ha? Pwede na tayong bumaba, sulit ng bayad nila. Okay. Alright! We're going to talk about session 2, designing a purposeful life. What does it mean to have a purposeful life? You know, when you design something, lahat tayo mahilig tayo mag-design. Pag makita mo itong stage, may design. Yung LED, naka-design na parang putol-putol. Yung drums. Everything in this world has a design. People design parties. People design events. People design clothes. But many people fail to realize that the most important design you'll ever make is a purposeful life. People sometimes live every day. They wake up every day. Wala lang. Ano bang schedule? Oh, sige. Go where the people are. Ha? Punta tayo Ford. Ano meron? Sige lang. Sama na ako. Diba? But designing something so critically important is our very own life. Gusto ni Lord, dinidesign natin na maganda yung buhay natin. And I love session 1 because it talks about the very critical component on designing a purposeful life, which is to start with who you are. Sino ka ba? I remember when I was young, my eldest brother came to me with a philosophical question. Sabi niya, Dennis, who are you? Sabi niya, lilibre kita pag nasagot mo to. Ay, sure. Sabi ko, I am Dennis C. Sabi niya, that's not who you are, that's your name. Sabi, I'm the son of Henry C. Okay, fake news yun. Okay, hindi talaga yun, di ba? Sabi ko, ako yung pang-apat sa anim na magkakapatid. I'm the 4th of the 6 in the siblings. No, that's your position in our family. That is not who you are. Sabi ko, oh, I am a student of the greatest university in the Philippines. The La Salle University. Okay? Okay? Yan ang totoong the. Hindi yung the Ateneo. Okay? The La Salle. Sabi niya, alam mo, nasa La Salle ka for 3.5 years. After that, you're no longer that and your answer will change. Grabe, nahirapan. So, who am I? Di ba? Parang pelikula ni Jackie Chan. Who am I? Di ba? Sino ba ako? I couldn't answer and he said, I won't tell you who you are. You have to think through it. I couldn't sleep the whole night. Who am I? Parang nasa bed ka. Who am I? Who am I? Nagwo-walling na ako. Who am I? Hindi ko talaga mag-get sino ako. And you know what? Ang sama ng kuya ko because he never told me who I am. It's for me to find out. It's a journey that I had to go through. For me to start designing my life, I need to know who I am. And so, I went through that process and journey. You know, people, many people, define or design their life based on what? Based on their achievements, okay? They define themselves by what they have achieved or based on their position in life. But we have to be defined by something lasting and never changing. Should be something that's constant. Some people kasi they define themselves, di ba? If nag-psychology class ka, body, soul, spirit. People sometimes define themselves with their body. Eh, guwapo to. Eh? Or pag maganda, iba yung lakad. Diba? Guwapo eh. Diba? Yung mga takbong mayaman, di ba? Ibang klase. Huh? Uy, grabe. Lodi, di ba? The physical. Nung high school, sino dito crush ng bayan nung high school? Yan. Okay. Okay. Ang problema sa mga crush ng bayan nung high school, ngayon matanda na sila, hindi sila makamove on. Okay? Diba? Hirap na hirap sila. Bakit? They're defined by their physical, which technically decays through the years. Except my beautiful wife, by the way. Paganda ng paganda. Wala pong chemical yan. It's just natural. Okay? Okay. Next is our emotions. Our soul. Very soulish tayo. They said our generation today is one of the most emotional ones. Diba? Laging offended. Emotional. Right? It means I could be happy one day and sad the next day. And my emotions can go up and down and I could be on top of the world and then later I'll be in hell. It's that kind of emotion. And you can base and design your life that way. Masaya ako, I'll design my life. Tapos malungkot ako, mali itong dinisign ko. And so, who am I? And that's where the spirit comes in. That is the lasting one. That will never change. Sabi nga nila sa Bible, may dalawang spirit ka lang. Either Holy Spirit or evil spirit. Okay? And the spirit connects me to God. This is what defines me. That's when I understood that my life should be designed according to who I am. I am a child of God, loved, accepted, affirmed, anointed, and purposeful. Nung nag-gets ko na, paunti-unti, that's when we started living a life that's full of the purposes of God and not destroyed by the distractions of the world na sinasabi ni Pastor Gilbert kanina. Who are we? Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's masterpiece. Look at your seatmate. That is a masterpiece. Masterpiece na sinira ng isang bata. Okay lang, okay. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. So we can do what? The good things He planned for us long ago. When I understand who I am, the why follows. Then I'm designed for something because I know now who I am. I am God's masterpiece. I'm a work of art. Hindi ka robot. Hindi ka mechanical. You, inside of you, God has created you for something big and a mission that goes beyond what you can even dream or imagine. That's why we say being precedes doing. When I know who I am, then I start to do it. May nakita na ba kayong isdang nalunod? Or ibong ayaw nang lumipad? Meron, okay. Si Big Bird, okay. But you don't force a fish to swim, the fish would swim. A human being created in the image of and likeness of God should naturally live out the purposes and the calling of God for his life. Knowing who you are shapes your values, your philosophies, and your decisions. Imagine, tomorrow morning na lang kasi tapos na yung morning ngayong araw. Tomorrow morning you wake up, you look at the mirror and you say, I am loved by God. I am accepted by God. I am anointed by God. God has a wonderful plan for my life. Imagine the values, the philosophies, and decisions that you are going to make that day. Because you understand who you are, right? The thief comes only to steal, to kill, destroy, but Jesus came that I might have life, or what we call Zoe, and have it abundantly. It means, Zoe means the life of all life. It overflows in me. When Jesus comes into your life and my life, life overflows. It comes out. And so the design becomes better. It's beautiful. Why? Zoe comes out. Automatic daw. How can I reach that point? I need to design first by understanding who I am. Session 1, summary.
Thank you so much for those of you who watched this episode or listened to this episode on Spotify. If you are in YouTube, please like and subscribe to our channel. There will be more contents like this coming out on a regular basis. For those of you in Spotify, we'd also like for you to subscribe and give a good rating in our podcast. This would help spread the word so that you, family, your friends can live a purposeful life this year. God bless you guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.